We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, talking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer here from K-State Department of Communications and Director of the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. And we're talking politics here today. And it's kind of an interesting development that came up in national news this morning, Dr. Schaefer, after President Trump was asked by some reporters. And I'll go ahead and play the clip here real quick from the press conference we heard on CBS News this morning.
Win, lose, or draw in this election, will you commit here today for a peaceful transferal of power after the election? And there has been rioting in Louisville. There's been rioting in many cities across this country, red and your so-called red and blue states. Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transfer of power?
We want to get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very we'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it. And you know who knows it better than anybody else? The Democrats know it better than anybody else. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's a clip yesterday that's kind of all over the news here this morning. Dr. Schaefer, when you hear that, what's kind of your reaction?
Deeply troubling, actually. And I'm not saying that in a partisan way. I'm saying it more as a small d kind of democratic way, that part of what allows liberal democratic societies, of which we are, right? We are a pluralistic society comprised of all sorts of people and a rule of law underneath that allows us to live as we do and which we enjoy, right? So when we talk about freedom, it's really rooted in that. The idea of, and this importantly is not kind of the first time that there have been kind of expressed statements from President Trump about the illegitimacy of the voting process, especially mail-in voting, which in fact is highly safe and reliable for the last 2000, since about 2000, more than a billion votes have been cast and 31 credible cases of voter fraud have occurred in that time frame. And so when we talk about kind of repeatedly the kind of questionable nature of what it takes to have an election, a fair and free election, these are things that typically we would view happening in certain either rogue states, failed states. Belarus, for example, just installed their president for a sixth term of a highly disputed election that occurred not long ago. These are the places that one might think about when you hear such things, and not the United States. And so regardless of one's political affiliation, it's a cause for, frankly, alarm. And we've seen some responses even came out last night from a number of Democrats, but also Republicans. So it'll be interesting to see what comes from this. There's an element of kind of the rhetorical dimensions of how Donald Trump just speaks. He has certain strategies and some intentions behind it. But it is concerning, especially as we're on the eve of a vote saying that, in fact, we were going to get rid of votes. These are things that really potentially make an election as important as this one more easily disputable. And that's a real cause for concern, going back to that sense of how do we transition power, whether it's in this moment, whether Donald Trump or Joe Biden wins, or at the end of the next term, right? The idea that we have these transitions that naturally happen from one president to the next, right? From a Bush to an Obama, from a Clinton to a Bush, these kinds of things. This is what allows us to exist. We should have deep disagreements and really wrestle with those as ideas and the policies that are shaped by them. But democracy should be fair and free. And if anyone, including the president, speaks in contrast to that, then that's really alarming.
I don't have a lot of time. I know you got a class you got to get to here.
I do. In fact, I actually have to teach about some of these things. We've had students in the last couple of weeks in one of my courses studying communication and leadership. And so we've actually been reading a book about actually the rhetorical discourse of Donald Trump. And so it's been fascinating to read and talk about that with students who across the political spectrum have I think appreciated it for the understanding how someone actually speaks and why they do the way that they do in a very kind of strategic and intentional way. And then leading to where we are today, realizing that, you know, part of those strategies, the idea appealing to either, you know, attacks or things like that, that's really disruptive to a democratic society. And so regardless of your support for or against any candidate, the idea that any of our elections should not be fully free and transparent is very concerning.
All right. We do have a caller waiting on. Do you have time for just one more question real quick?
It's got to be super quick.
Okay, real quick, Paul. Go ahead.
Okay, not a question, but a statement. And Dr. Shaver, I've never met you, you're not paying me to say this, but it's always a pleasure when you come on K-Man. It is very evident that you're very, very, very informed and informed to the top on current affairs and can speak on any subject. My question is, I'm a bit miffed by the fact that you're not with a state or a federal office, because they can use some people like you and maybe eliminate some that we have.
Well, I appreciate that. I think you said the name was Paul. So, Paul, thanks for saying that. I am working quite a bit with a handful of legislators across parties, both Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate here in Kansas, who are trying to encourage more robust kind of civil discourse. In fact, just 2 days ago, we were corresponding about the next session in January, about having a kind of a big launch event to say, how do we continue to have constructive engagement with one another? And at the heart of what I do, and maybe I'll close here, is the sense of having the ability to have real significant disagreements and that we can still engage, right? How do we do that constructively, whether it's in a state house, whether it's in our communities or our neighborhoods or our churches or our schools? These are essential kind of elements of what it means to live democratically. And I'm saying that as a small d, not talking about parties here, but this idea of people ruling their lives, the demos, the people, and that crossy, that is the rule of, that is a fundamental belief. And I think there's a real opportunity, and I'm very grateful for it, to be able to talk about these things and to do this work, frankly, through the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy here at K-State. So I would encourage people to, especially as we're in the election cycle, to spend a lot of time learning about candidates, issues that are happening locally, whether it's about a sales tax increase or all the way up to what presidential candidate embodies the ideals and principles that I would hope to have in someone in such a powerful position. So thank you very much, Paul, for your comment.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. Shaver. Talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
You bet. All right, we'll hear from Robin Cole of Ponte Mental Health up next on News Radio KMAN.